This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Some of the New York Giants mystique is from the legendary players that played the game for them, and none represent that better than a gentleman named Ken Strong. This episode is dedicated to this legend of the backfield of the Giants in early football, and it's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And welcome to the celebration of the Giants 100 season coming up in 2024. We're going through some of the great legends of the game, some players, some teams, and some people that made the Giants special. And today is one of those, a very famous player, Ken Strong. Now, Ken Strong's career was a spectacle of unparalleled versatility and dominance, spanning college and professional leagues. His record-breaking college days and championship performance with the New York Giants left an indelible mark on the game, earning him a place in both the college and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. His journey wasn't just about football. It was a testament to the power of a human potential. Ken was born on August 6, 1906 in West Haven, Connecticut, and his formal name was Elmer Kenneth Strong. Ken, for short. His journey to greatness began in high school, where he shone brightly. His exceptional talent was evident with two All-Connecticut selections and his instrumental role in elevating West Haven High to prominence. This was just the start of a career that would have an indelible mark on American football. It's reported that his NYU coach, Chick Meehan's idea of making games more entertaining for home fans somewhat backfired spectacularly due to Strong. The coach had planned a celebratory cannon blast for every score by his squad, but hadn't anticipated the offensive juggernaut that was Ken Strong Jr. Strong, a tireless fullback, racked up points so quickly that the Cannoneers struggled to keep up, their gunpowder reserves dwindling under the relentless barrage of Ken Strong touchdowns. As a college fullback, Ken led the nation in scoring in 1928, amassing a staggering 162 points over 2,000 rushing yards. His exploits earned him comparisons to the legendary Red Grange, a testament to his exceptional speed and power. The dominance continued on the professional ranks. Many assumed that the NYU connection would place the youngster directly into the Giants' fold. But instead, right out of college, Strong signed with the Staten Island Stapletons in 1929 and played for that club for four seasons until they folded their franchise in 1932. Ironically, the Stapes got their NFL charter from Mara and then held the rights coveted Ken Strong for all 4 years of their NFL franchise existence as he wore the number two jersey for the Stapes. Tim Mara finally would get his man after financial woes shuttered the doors of the Staten Island squad. In 1933, Ken moved across the boroughs to sign a contract with the New York Football Giants. This is as if the Giants and Strong were connected so bondly that that's where he made his biggest impact in NFL football. He had the greatest seasons recorded with the G-Men, helping the franchise to secure an NFL title and individually appearing in three All-Pro rosters. Ken Strong's talent was not confined to a single position. He was a master of versatility, excelling at halfback, fullback, defensive back, and kicker. There was a rare feat in an era of more specialized roles, and it made him a formidable opponent. His kicking skills in particular were legendary. Red Cagle, a College Football Hall of Famer, praised Strong's all-around ability in 1930, saying, quote, "Strong can do everything. He's a great punter, place kicker, pass thrower, and how he could carry his 198 pounds, end quote. This ability to excel in multiple positions made him a constant threat, keeping opposing teams on their toes because of his versatility. You never knew where Ken was going to line up and where he was going to succeed. Strong's accolades speak volumes. He was a four-time All-Pro selection, leading the NFL in scoring during the 1934 season. This year, he also etched his name in history in the iconic 1934 NFL Championship game, played on an ice-covered field. Strong's versatility proved pivotal. The iconic contest is remembered in NFL lore as the sneaker game because the Giants wore tennis shoes to get better footing on the ice-covered field at the Polo Grounds that day. Their opponents, the Chicago Bears of George Halas, were heavily favored in the contest. In a surprising upset against the undefeated Chicago Bears, the Giants relied on gym shoes and Strong's kicking prowess. He contributed a remarkable 17 points, two touchdowns, two extra points, and a field goal, a record that stood nearly 30 years. His performance solidified his reputation as a clutch player who could rise to the occasion on the biggest stage. In a surprise move, Strong jumped to the second edition of the American Football League in 1936 and played for the New York Yankees. When he returned to the Giants in 1939, after a season of being banished to a Jersey City minor league Giants, he wore number 30 instead of his usual number 50 jersey, and he was a kicking specialist only for the remainder of his career. Ken's influence on the game extended far beyond his brilliance on the field. His success as a multi-talented player sparked a more flexible approach to player roles. In an era where specialization was becoming increasingly prominent, Strong's versatility was a beacon of innovation, inspiring coaches to consider players with diverse skill sets. His legacy as a powerful reminder of the role adaptability plays in shaping the future of football and a contribution that continues to be appreciated in the sport today. Even injuries and a brief retirement could keep Ken Strong away from the game he loved. The player shortages during World War II presented an opportunity for the Giants to entice him back in 1944, this time primarily as a kicking specialist. Strong's experience with reliability were invaluable. Even at an advanced age for the sport, he continued to play until 1947, displaying remarkable longevity and dedication to the game. He retired from professional football after that 47th season at the age of 41, leaving a legacy that would endure for decades. Ken Strong's career transcended statistics and accolades. He embodied the spirit of a true competitor, showcasing the dominance and adaptability. His versatility and impact on the game's strategic evolution solidify his place among football's all-time greats. Strong's legacy reminds us all of the beauty of a multifaceted player who could change the course of a game with a powerful run, a clutch kick, or a well-timed tackle. We thank you for joining us today for this New York Giants 100 celebration, part number 18, and we thank you for helping us preserve football history with people like Ken Strong and his memories. Till next time, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.